Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Maybe you'd like just follow anyway, but no.
Well, you gave me the little thing, and then I tried to follow.
I didn't actually give you anything. I just hit the buttons and just started going, and
I saw the finger point. Yeah.
I gave a point, but not at you, just a point to signify we were going to start the thing. So,
my bad.
Yeah, that's right.
You also elongated it a little bit longer than you usually do.
I did, yeah. I just didn't know, because you say that, like, you watch me to see when to go, so I just thought, does he also watch to see when to stop? Apparently the answer is no. No, you don't. No, you don't. This is Free Talk Live. We are back.
I guess.
Richie Rich says reluctantly.
The enthusiasm of...
And we're back.
And we're back, I guess.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about, well, a whole bunch of different things. Money, religion... what else have we been talking about?
Atheist baptisms,
baby sharks, torture. Free car week.
Car free week.
So let's continue with the phone calls. We're going to talk to David, who's calling from Michigan. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're good. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. So I was calling about the comment you made about atheists have never got together and started a crusade or started a war, and I seem to think that Stalin and Hitler probably caused more death and destruction than any of the crusades ever did. And they were atheists.
Were they atheists? Because government in and of itself is a religion, and so... In order for them to have done what they did, they needed to employ the tactics of religion.
Well, so then your statement is basically just a tautology, because it's, you know, anybody who gets together to do anything is having a part of a religion.
No.
Well, how are you defining religion then?
Well, so religions generally have some sort of dead giveaways, right?
A belief in some sort of higher power of some kind?
Yeah, they have rituals and ceremonies. They have some sort of, a thing that they refer to, right? Christianity would call it the Bible. Other religions have, you know, different holy texts, that kind of a thing. When it comes to governments, a lot of governments, most folks would be surprised to learn a lot. Most governments on planet Earth today have something that resembles, like, the Constitution or a Constitution, where they say things like, hey, our people are free and, you know, blah, 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 but then they turn around and do the exact opposite of what those documents say.
I guess I want to take a different tact at it, because I don't want to say you're wrong, caller, but in my mind, like, even...
It's a good point.
Right, but even if Hitler was an atheist, like, let's assume all that, you know, all that mayhem, death, and destruction was caused by an atheist, were his motives atheist in nature, right? Because the Crusades was basically a conversion attempt to get the world to turn into Christianity... Right, and I don't know if Hitler was trying to turn the world atheist. What's that?
Well, he was trying to turn the world into, you know, Nazis, right? So he had the, you know, world dominion was his goal.
Okay.
So he was trying to do something to, and maybe that makes it a religion, because you're saying if conversion is part of religion, then...
Yeah, that kind of bolsters the captain's point, you know. But, the Nazis weren't necessarily atheist, right? Like, was atheism a requirement of being a Nazi, or were there... You know, Christian Nazis,
and
whatever.
And were the people doing Hitler's bidding, were they atheists or were they religious?
But they weren't doing it for religious reasons. They were doing it because they were following orders. Right? So they weren't... So
again, I think that bolsters our point.
So anybody who follows orders is then part of a religion?
No, I'm saying if it didn't have an atheist motive, right, even though it was led by an atheist, I don't think it would fall into the same category as a Christian crusade.
So you're saying that what makes it Christians coming together isn't necessarily the people doing it, but it's the motivation behind it.
Well, and the people doing it were Christians.
Well, then, so both those things. See, I don't always think that the motivations of the Crusades were necessarily Christian. I mean, they wouldn't follow what most people nowadays would consider Christian beliefs.
Think are Muslim beliefs.
Right.
Right. So, well, some Muslims, right? Not
sure.
All Muslims,
sure.
But,
which makes it even worse, right? Like, yeah. You do have a point about, like, the definition of a religion, because there are many forms of, you know, churches and religious organizations, and they all do not meet the same criteria, some more, some less. And so what's really difficult, particularly from the government's perspective, is them separating themselves from a religion, first and foremost, at least in legalese, right? But then also, yep. When somebody is accused of doing something and they go, yeah, well, you and your fake church, it's like, well, most of the time, that fake church, what they're calling a fake church, meets the same definition that every other, what they would refer to as a non-fake church, meets.
Right.
Legally speaking.
Yeah, right.
It's
yeah.
a cult, like, until it gets popular.
Right.
Then it's a church.
Well, I think, there are still popular cults out there. Or that other
yeah, like the United cult. States of America, for example, a very popular cult.
That would be big enough to be called a church at this point.
Okay, the Church of the United States of America. Pope Biden.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, it's kind of factual, too, so.
I don't know if I could argue with that one. So, it's an interesting point, so, but there are, I think you're right to say that religion probably has, in its general sense, has a wider definition than most people give it. But.
Well, and what's weird is that, like, the United States of America in particular has this thing where they're like, separation of church and state. It's like, that'd be great if the state itself was not a religion. So you can't really have the separation of church and state. I'm more for the separation of money and state. Like, I think humankind could make a whole bunch more progress if we just could achieve the separation of money and state. We don't need the state to have a monopoly on currency. Currency should be a market, and there should be competition, and it should not be controlled by psychopaths.
Well, and to your earlier point, that is one area where the market seems to be well competing. Right, we already talked about cryptocurrency, we talked about silver, we talked about gold backs.
Yeah.
So the parallel economy to make the state money obsolete is in its infancy, but growing, and there's a lot of competition within it. So that is
gold backs, too.
That's gold backs. But
the government's trying to take that over now, though, too. So.
As they do, they are psychopaths, and they want more for them, less for you, and more control.
Look, the government taking over gold backs would not necessarily be a bad thing. Not gold backs, the corporation,
right?
But if the government started issuing currency denominated in gold and backed by gold and actual physical gold on the currency, that would be legit competition. But you can bet your bottom gold back that they would soon start to debase that, right? And that would still give more value to the alternative currencies in the free market.
Any other thoughts, David?
No, that's all I thought about. So, but
thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I like your vamp on, like, you bet your bottom gold back, right? I think there's more phrases that we could, like, sort of co-opt, if you will, into, you bet your bottom Bitcoin, know, that kind of a thing.
Early on, before the Bitcoin rise, it was always ounces of silver.
Right.
Right, and like, well, how much is an ounce of silver worth? And it's difficult to get through people's minds that it's, well, what can you get for it? Right, an ounce of silver could be worth a baseball cap.
Right.
Right. And but the important thing is to stop thinking about it in terms of dollars.
Right.
Same with Bitcoin.
Right.
Right. One Bitcoin is a Bitcoin. It's not $20,000 or whatever it happens to be right now. It's that mentality that we got to move people away from when discussing these things.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And We are. Here we are. Back is we. We be back.
Back again.
You're back in black. I'm back in gray. I do have some black on, so I guess we're both back in black.
It's my Bitcoin uniform still in the laundry.
Laundering your money, are we?
I wish. No, wait, I don't. Not on this airwave, anyway. There's enough hosts doing that. Allegedly.
Not to mention some large countries participating. I'm thinking, what's the one with the yellow and the blue?
Ukraine?
What's that country? Yeah, and who's the country giving them, like, a bunch of money that's
going to the United States?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's a bunch of countries giving them stuff.
Yeah, and, like, somehow it's all coming back to them in some way, like, through, I don't know. I've heard
10% for the big guy.
Yeah. I've heard that that's a money laundering operation. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they're laundering your tax dollars so that they can get it back.
So, I don't know if this necessarily jibes with the concepts of Free Talk Live, right? But it was in the news, right, that the United States is dipping into their armory stockpile to provide weapons for Ukrainians.
At the same time, trying to take away weapons for the citizens.
Right. But for those citizens that have weapons, right, this is a time in history, right, where the government is giving away their means of defense,
right,
against an armed citizenry.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Of course you haven't.
Why?
Because this show is always about peace and love.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, like, I don't support an armed revolution. However, comma, that's not to say it ain't gonna happen,
or that
it couldn't happen,
or that there's not better timing for these things than others, right?
If there were to be something like that, why, you know, sending away a whole bunch of arms would probably be a more strategic time for something like that to occur. Yes, right. You are absolutely correct.
Which is on a national level, which is also why I thought that, you know, China was poking the Taiwan bear, or North Korea was poking their nuclear threats.
Yeah.
Right. It's because all of a sudden, the United States is quagmired in a proxy war with Russia in the Ukraine, right?
Right.
So how many fronts, you know, can the United States actually fight on with actual military aid if they're already bogged down somewhere? Giving away arms, giving away funding.
Well, all of it is empire building, right? There are so many. What do we call them? Military
operations? Sure.
Bases. Military bases. The United States has military bases all around the globe.
Got it.
And, like, more so than any other military has ever had in the whole history of Earth.
Understood.
Like, hundreds of these things. And that's only the ones we know about.
Got it.
What is the rest of the armaments? And then, like, their indoctrination system, pretty strong. It's been going on for a couple hundred years.
Here's the thing with war and empire building in general, though. Right. Traditionally, you gained wealth for your country by taking the wealth of those you occupy.
Right.
Right. So where is the if the United States is trying to do something in Ukraine, such as occupy it or put in a military base.
Yeah.
Right. Is that what, are we saying they're investing all those billions of dollars in arms in the Ukraine to then get something back in return? Because it doesn't seem like that's the case. It seems like not empire building, but fighting this proxy war to kind of keep Russia in check, which again is why what is, in my opinion, maybe possibly sparking the Asian contingents, like China, North Korea, etc., into moving forward with their plans.
Yeah, I pay very little attention to what countries are doing to other countries because it's just, to me, it's just it does affect my life in ways, but the less I pay attention to it, the happier I am.
I mean, fair, but I do a lot of show prep for this show and you know, other shows. Yeah. So I come across the headlines and then I try to think critically about what's going on.
Right. Yeah. No, I get, and you do a good job of it. There are things that I just, I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Like, this is exactly why statism shouldn't exist, right?
Okay.
I'll see some of these articles, or I'll see the news, or somebody else will turn me onto a subject, and I'll look at it, and I'll go, this is just ugly. And I have a limit to how much ugly I can handle in a given day, week, or month.
Okay.
You know? I try to limit it to show prep, but I'm exposed to ugly on a daily basis. The state is ugly in every way, shape, or form. So, you know, you're probably more well-versed on this particular situation than I am, for sure.
Okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying, right? And, again, I think the reason I try to think more critically about it is because it's easy to go into, like, the canned libertarian rant about state bad, government bad, right? Like, oh, what's the problem with the world? Well, the government interferes, right? Well, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how so? And then what are the, you know, second, third level ramifications of that?
Right.
Right? So when they're like, okay, you know, millions and billions and trillions of dollars are going to the war in Ukraine. Okay, who cares? Why do I care? Generally, I don't, right? It doesn't affect me on a day-to-day basis, but it also gets my mind going, right? They're like, okay, you know, debasing the currency, giving away arms, right, whilst trying to take away American arms,
right.
You know, something's got to give somewhere, and if it's going to give in, you know, quote-unquote, our favor, timing is key, right? And timing being key is why I think, you know, like I said, China and North Korea are poking at the United States government.
Yeah.
It's because now we're quagmired somewhere else. And now's the time for them to poke without much repercussions from the United States government.
Right.
Right? Do you think the United States government wants to fight Russia, China, and North Korea at the same time? Right?
Well,
Nazis lost two fronts.
But, so it's my current belief that none of that would actually ever happen. And I say that because we just saw what was pretty darn close to a global, what's the word I'm looking for? A global military law.
Okay.
Right. Pretty close, right? They came pretty close with the COVID lockdowns.
Sure.
Every government cooperated with every government and applied the same tactics on their citizenry. Now, that level of cooperation between governments is a huge indicator to me that all this talk of, you know, the possibility of war with this country and against that country is all just a sham. It's like the WWE.
Okay. It could be saber rattling.
I think it is.
But they're rattling the sabers at opportune times.
I'll give you that. 603-283-6160. Do you think governments are really cooperating behind the scenes, or are they saber rattling? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
King Charles and Prince William greeted the masses that have stood in line for hours to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's state funeral is set to take place on Monday. President Biden is expected to be in attendance. The Justice Department is appealing an order that bars it from using documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate as expected. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on a court order telling the school to do so. And in Puerto Rico, they're under a hurricane warning as Fiona, which is currently a tropical storm, is heading towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It takes a real radio professional to tease brain farts. You know what I mean? You have to have some savvy.
Find out what Captain Brain farted about after this ad read.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime? Later this year, Mark Edge, one of the founders of Free Talk Live, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st through 23rd and showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and will explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. That's FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your tickets in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20, as in Free Talk Live 20, and this will be in Prague October 21st through 23rd. I've never been to Prague. I want to go. I was trying to get one of my metal bands booked there because I met a dude at a place that I worked who was from there. Like his, you know, mom was American and his dad was, you know, from Prague or whatever. And so he had like the dual citizenship thing and like they were divorced. And so he'd go spend part of the time over there and spend part of the time over here and that kind of a thing. And, he heard, you know, one of my band's old demo tapes and was like, oh dude, I can get you guys a gig in Prague. And I'm like, heck yes, hook us up. He's like, I got a place for y'all to crash. All you got to do is, like, pay your own airfare. And I'm like, great, hook it up. And, like, we were trying to do a back and forth over some email. And, like, it just kind of fizzled out, and we never got to do a gig in Prague. But
sounds like the beginning of Hostel 4.
It could very well be. At any rate, it's Free Talk Live. What do we do here, Richie Rich?
We take calls.
Do we? And then we put them on the air, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with Ed calling from Michigan. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you very much. Good evening and hello.
What's on your mind?
I actually called because I love your bumper music when it first starts out. Is that you guys? Do you have your own band?
No, And earlier, like just mere moments ago, before I read the one live read that I just did,
we teased
that I was having a brain fart. I can't remember the name. It's a band. They have an album. They played Pork Fest one year, one of the first ones. I think maybe year three or something. And if Ian was here, he would know immediately, but he's not here right now. I tried looking it up on the Magic Rectangle. I just searched for Free Talk Live bumper music. I found a link to an old BBS that had a list of them, but I couldn't get to the link for some reason. And so, I don't know the answer to your question, sadly.
No, I'll keep listening because it's kind of kick-ass. I'm not really into heavy metal. But I really like just a little bit that I've heard.
What's that app that you could use? You just hold it up to the speaker and it tells you what song is playing?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of the app either.
Try one of those.
Yeah. Good call.
I might. I just might. Also,
none of us know what it is.
While I'm on the phone, what do you think about the Democrats kicking a bunch of brown people off their island?
Where to begin?
They shipped. They used the military to do it, and I think they put them on what used to be Otis,
so
Air Force Base. I used to go when I was a child.
If you watch conservative media or listen to conservative shows, that's the narrative that you get.
Right.
Right.
If you watch liberal media and liberal shows, right, the community of Martha's Vineyard when the immigrants first arrived. Right, brought them in, gave them food.
They were welcome.
They were welcoming. Like, here, we'll take care of you because this, you know, a-hole governor from Florida decided that this was going to be a publicity stunt. But obviously, right, like, I wouldn't even say that the citizens of Martha's Vineyard are obligated in any way to house them, right, without any sort of contractual obligation or voluntary interaction. So to take care of them for the night while they've been abandoned and stranded, right, seemed very humane to me. And then I'll take criticism over how they got rid of them, right? Like, fine, they put them on a military bus and sent them away. But what else are you going to do, you know?
It's the equivalent, I think, of some of these cities who take their homeless whenever there's like a big event going on in the city. They take their homeless and put them on a bus and send them to another city.
Yeah. And just drop them off.
Would that affect the status of the designation of the island as being a sanctuary?
I guess it would. There's no piece of earth that isn't claimed by a government. So governments can do what they want because they are the real owners of planet Earth. It's true.
And again, let's assume that they are a sanctuary island, right?
Yeah.
Fine, they're a sanctuary island. You call them up, you say, "Hey, we've got like a busload of of immigrants or, you know, whomever that needs sanctuary, you know, how soon can you accommodate them? And they'll say, yeah, well, we can have them ready by Sunday, right? And then they prepare for their arrival properly, right? Line up the homes, the shelters, the foods, you know, whatever they need. And then you send them over there so that they can get proper care and proper treatment. But busing them or jetting them over there and just dropping them off at the front door, right? It's, you know, yeah, it's like dropping a baby off outside of a church. Like, here, you take it, right? And well, you're not prepared for that.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if the cartels called ahead also from Mexico or Guadalajara and then, you know, made arrangements for people?
Yeah, but I mean, what? Like,
they don't.
More people from the United States are moving into Mexico than ever before, and, you know, nobody's calling ahead for that. Why? Because, well, the people who are doing that are figuring it out ahead of time on their own.
I think that's tough. Well, I think that was the case 5 years ago. But
to be hypocritical from what I said in the last segment, right, the reason that doesn't happen is because it's a government problem, right? You wouldn't need the cartels to call ahead or to illegally smuggle people in if the borders were open and those things could be arranged, right? If you're like, hey, I'm from Guatemala or Guadalajara and I'm trying to get to Arizona, right? There might be someone in Arizona willing to put you up, like, okay, like an Airbnb, right? Or something to that effect, instead of having to smuggle them across the border and just leaving them there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think there's a song in there somewhere from Arizona, from Guadalajara to Arizona.
Hey, Ed,
I've been everywhere, man.
We thank you for the call. There probably is a song in there somewhere.
Maybe, I'll let the songwriters write it, man.
Maybe it's the new bumper music for Free Talk Live. We'll never know.
Give me my residuals every time it's played.
I mean, to the caller's point, certainly probably isn't the first or the last time that anybody related to the government, Democrats or otherwise, has kicked brown people off of some plot of land. I mean, seems to be a recurring theme.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Africa's next.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Well, well done. Came in right on cue. There's the chorus was kicking in. Or there's the music reached the crescendo.
Yep.
Well
profession
done.
Profession now.
I feel like we can go home now. Oh, wait, no. We have a whole final segment here to do. And we have some callers.
Well, that was the peak, though, so we're not going to top that anyway.
We have some callers to put on the air. I still can't find the name, and it's going to bother me until I do. But I'll
just
find
call
out.
Ian.
Well, he'll be around right. soon enough, and he'll tell me. I'll be like, damn!
I knew it!
Yeah, I'll be like, duh, that's what it is! And, yeah, but until that happens, it'll be like before the internet, where you just have to wonder.
Yep.
You know, like somebody would tell you a thing, and you're like, I wonder if that's real or not, and you would just have to wonder.
I mean, the fact that we can't find it on the old search tubes
yeah.
means we probably could have just lied about it.
It's true. Yeah, that's me, Richie Rich, and Nobody. Yeah, that's our band.
Yeah.
You guys don't even play instruments that I'm aware of.
I do vocals.
Oh, that's true, you do. You have pipes. It is Free Talk Live. That's the show you're listening to. The telephone number is 603-283-6160, although it is the final segment. So if you haven't, you know, been screened already, you're most likely not going to get on the air. But we do this 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to call and get on the radio and the internet and some satellite stations, Africa again,
Africa.
You know, please do call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Or after 10:30 tonight to get on the old Beardy Talks.
Yeah, we are going to do Beard Talk Live at 10:30 p.m. tonight. So that's an uncensored internet-only show that you can see over at video.freetalklive.com or watch.freetalklive.com. And the phones will be open, and it is uncensored, so cussing will be allowed.
Finally.
But only on that show, not on this show. If you're on hold and we're about to put you on the air, do not cuss. Don't say any of the bad words, because we'll have to dump you and end your call. That being said, let's go to some of our callers, and let's go to, we've got Sean calling from South Carolina. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
First-time caller, so please be gentle. I'm a little nervous. I want to talk about the credit card companies.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what the credit card companies just did in coding gun and gun-related purchases at gun stores.
Yeah, so I understand that they're going to, make some sort of a ledger, and when you purchase a gun, the credit card company is going to be like, "Ooh, Bob purchased a gun."
It's basically a coding system, telling you the type of transaction. So, I don't have this detail on my credit card, but I've seen credit card statements where it says like, travel purchases, hotel purchases, food purchases, and they break it down in all these categories for the accounting purposes, right? Like, oh, you spent this much on travel and this much on food, right? And now there's going to be a category for firearms that is now going to be tracked.
Yes, but it's also firearms-related purchases.
Right.
So if you go into the gun store and you don't buy a gun, you buy a holster, you buy a case, you buy anything in that store.
Right.
It's going to be flagged.
You're on the list.
So you're on the list of going to a gun store.
Right.
So, for example, if you're a World War II collector and you go to a gun store and you see an old World War II 45 holster, but you don't even have a 45, you don't even own a gun, you just happen to like that holster, you buy it.
Right.
Now you're on the list.
Or you buy a gift for somebody, right?
Exactly.
What is that going to do? You're going to be on a list because you bought a gift for somebody? I don't like it. It seems to me to be a very nefarious thing for these credit card companies.
It's an end around to get the list.
Yeah.
It is. And it's also because they said that they will share it openly without any kind of a warrant or a subpoena with law enforcement.
Right.
Which makes me not want to do business with these credit card companies.
So you go to the gun store and then you have to pay cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You pay cash, but then it's getting harder and harder to pay for anything in cash because gun stores are an exception. But most stores nowadays prefer that you pay with a card of some sort.
Yeah. So there's a local gun shop here in New Hampshire that I want to say made waves a little bit on social media because they just declared that they were no longer accepting deliveries from Federal Express.
Right.
Like FedEx, you know, if you're having your gun shipped here as, you know, because you're using them as your FFL, don't ship at FedEx. Don't have anyone use FedEx because FedEx instituted a policy where everything had to be signed for.
Right.
And apparently that violated some New Hampshire law, you know, and so the gun store was like, we're stopping deliveries and we're going to fight back. So, you know, local gun shops doing what they can. At least locally here. But they're always looking for an end around to get that list.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Dayla calling from Washington State. Dayla, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. To me, the illegal immigrants coming in, that was Biden that kind of, you know, made that possible. And the left. So why should any state have to take care of them?
They shouldn't.
Especially the ones that didn't vote for them.
They shouldn't. It should not be a state issue. It should just be a free market issue. The borders are open. They can come in. They don't qualify for any benefits. Neither should Americans, right? State benefits, I should say.
Right.
Right? If you end the welfare state, then open borders is not as big a deal as conservatives like to make it out to be.
Right, because it levels the playing field immediately.
And there are closed-border libertarians who will say, well, we can't open the borders until we end the welfare state. And the more I think about this, I go, well, maybe we do open the borders and overwhelm the welfare state into a collapse. And then that's one more way to get rid of the state. Right?
Interesting.
You raise the burden so high that they can no longer maintain it. And then all of those immigrants, right, whether or not they're on welfare or not, will be forced into free market activity and getting jobs and working hard and earning their own way instead of relying on the state.
Forced by circumstance, not by an organized entity of...
Coerced by nature, if you will.
Yeah.
If you like that terminology.
Dayla, your thoughts? Dayla?
That's good. I just wanted to mention that nobody really wants to have to take care of illegal immigrants.
No, there are people that do.
Our country's in a mess as it is.
Employers who want cheap labor will absolutely take care of illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, in a voluntary agreement. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And if there are people that do, you know, want to take care of illegal immigrants that aren't looking for cheap labor, then they should be allowed to do so as a charitable thing.
Yep.
You know, if there's a person or a group of people that are like, oh my gosh, these people are, you know, they need, you know, some place to stay, they need some food. Well, they should be allowed to help them without any hindrance, right? The state shouldn't come in and be like, oh, you can't do that because that's our job. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah. Absent a welfare state, the more people you have creating wealth in a society, the better that society becomes. So bring them all in.
I know people from Europe and South America, they can't just get in here.
They should be able to.
They've got to have the right, the visa and the whole deal.
Poppycock.
Yeah, I mean, like, if an elk can cross from Canada into the United States, I'm pretty sure a human can as well.
That goes back to the whole passport discussion from earlier.
Right.
Right? It's nonsense, a vestige of a bygone era, and needs to be disposed of.
Hmm.
Any other thoughts there, Dale?
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Yeah. That's an interesting concept to actually just go ahead and open the borders and allow the, quote, welfare state, unquote, to be overwhelmed.
Card before the horse.
Yeah.
And
thus ending the welfare state.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And I'm also less sympathetic to the whole, like, they're taking my tax dollars thing as well, because if you manned up, for lack of a better term, and stopped paying the state and the government your federal tax dollars, right, then it wouldn't be a problem for you either.
Yeah.
Right? So grow a pair, protest it, stop paying, and then let those people come in freely.
Yeah, and the technology exists, too. Like, for a while, it was, well, you know, government's got all the guns and, you know, all the
giving them to Ukraine,
ammunition, you know, all that kind of thing, and also a monopoly on the creation of the currency. And so, you know, there isn't a way. Well, the technology exists now, not just for individuals, but for employers. Employers, you can, if there's an employer out there that would, you know, stand up and be like, hey, you know what, I'm going to pay all of my people in cryptocurrency, or I'm going to pay all of my people in cryptocurrency and gold bets and get out of the USD, that to me would be great. I'd be happy to talk about them all day long.
Well, which is why it's also important for anarchists and libertarians to start businesses, because we need the ones to do that.
We're out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich, for joining me on this Saturday. Thank you to our callers and listeners. If you missed any of the show, catch us over at freetalklive.com and find the archives. Thanks, and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.